You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. After private network and satellite communication services, telecom service providers and technology firms like Google, Microsoft, Meta and Amazon are now crossing swords over the allocation of 6 GHz spectrum. This band has the potential to carry high-speed data and is globally used for offering Wi-Fi services. Telecom firms like Reliance Jio, Bharti Airtel and Vodafone India, through their association Cellular Operators Association of India, want the airwaves in this band to be reserved exclusively for them and be allocated through auctions. Countering this, tech firms through their body Broadband India Forum are saying that world over there's no such reservation of spectrum in this band, and any such move would check the growth of public Wi-Fi system in the country. Analysts said that indoors, within a house or a shopping mall, airport or railway stations, large amount of data download services work better on Wi-Fi rather than wireless internet. That is why public Wi-Fi at these centers need to come up, and technology firms have plans to offer such services free of charge. Moving on, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will attend the summit for the new Global Financing Pact in Paris on Thursday-Friday, aimed at discussing various ways to enhance financial solidarity with countries in the Global South. The summit's main objectives include creating fiscal space, promoting private sector development, fostering green infrastructure investment, and generating innovative financing for countries vulnerable to climate change. During the official visit, the Union Finance Minister will have multilateral and bilateral engagements with her counterparts, the Finance Ministry said in a statement. The two-day summit will bring together heads of state and government, ministers, leaders of key international organizations, representatives of global financial institutions, private sector and civil society representatives. According to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, the global financial system, which manages around $300 trillion in financial assets, is simply not fit for the purpose. He recently stated, "Today's polycrisis are compounding shocks on developing countries, in large part because of an unfair global financial system that is short-term, crisis-prone and that further exacerbates inequalities." Meanwhile, the government is considering reopening the windows for many of the production-linked incentive schemes, primarily to let large global firms in. The move follows the realization that the reason these global companies, including those in the tech space and high-end manufacturing, haven't joined the scheme is the mismatch between the short periods for which the schemes were made available and the time taken for corporate decisions. The government, according to official sources, believes investor interest in PLI is intact, but the difficulty in complying with the process is a discouraging factor. The complex guidelines on eligibility and procedures for claiming incentives may be reviewed, the sources said. Big players in most of the PLI schemes have not joined the scheme as we closed entry too early. Those who have come are mostly second-rate companies that are unable to create the manufacturing ecosystem, a senior official told FE on condition of anonymity. Switching tracks, budget airline SpiceJet on Wednesday said that it will re-induct three Q400 aircraft after entering into a settlement agreement with lesser Nordic Aviation Capital. Accordingly, the agreement settles all past liabilities for the Q400s leased by NAC to SpiceJet. At present, the airline operates five Q400 aircraft from NAC in its fleet. These three planes had been repossessed by the lesser. The induction of the three planes, in addition to the fleet revival and restoration program launched by the airline, would result in a substantial addition of planes in the SpiceJet fleet in the coming weeks, the airline said in a statement. Last month, the budget airline said that it plans to bring four grounded aircraft back into service by June 15, following which more such planes are expected to become operational in the following weeks. As of now, the airline has some 25 grounded aircraft. And finally, some key market trend. With activity in the corporate bond markets picking up on the back of lower borrowing costs, the loan growth in the current year could be slower than the expected 12-13%. Primary issuances in the bond market in the current quarter are already at around Rs 2 trillion, compared with Rs 1.3 trillion in the March quarter, as companies are able to mop up funds at very attractive rates. As Lakshmanan V, head of treasury at Federal Bank, observed for some top-rated PSUs, the spread over the G-Sec is at historical lows of 30 to 40 basis points for three-year money, compared with 50 to 60 BPS earlier. Aditya Gore, head international coverage and research, Nuvama Fixed Income Advisory, points out that banks' lending rates are higher than those in bond markets. The MCLR of banks is generally above 8.5%, but a AAA-rated firm is able to borrow at 7.5% via bonds, Gore said. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.